It's Dear Scott.
Just waiting for Chappers to arrive.
He's still a bit slow with his Alexander O'Neill limp.
Oh, you're right. Oh, God, you really are limping.
I know, I'm sore.
Still hurting, is it?
Yeah. No, I just thought I'd keep the limp going for the heck of it, you know? Mm. Yeah, it's very sore. But it's all right.
Are you claiming any kind of benefits?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Explain how you got on that injury again.
Playing football.
That's right.
Getting clattered by a 15-year-old goalkeeper.
Hi, welcome to Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails. Send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text 81199. First one.
Mills, I have a crush on Cheryl Cole too. It's allowed. Shall we take her out to dinner? If she's ever on your show, can I join you? Love you, Jess from Wilts.
Okay, good. Girl yeah. Crush on Cheryl Cole. I think that's quite normal, don't you?
Yeah, she's lovely.
She is lovely.
You're going to take her out to dinner then? You're going to take her out to dinner then?
What, Jess or Cheryl or both?
Well, both.
I don't think that's an option.
Why?
Because
you never take anybody out to dinner.
No, just because I don't think that Cheryl would go out to dinner.
I'm sure she would.
Do you think?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why don't you pick her up from Joe Wiley's house?
Oh, yeah.
After they do the live lounge and then go out for tea.
Well, let's put it out there and see what she says.
Why am I saying that? Why can't I come as well?
No, don't. To cramp my style. Seriously.
I'll cramp your style?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Next.
Where do they get the names for hurricanes? Craig Dingwall.
Chappers.
What?
Where do they get the names?
They work through the... don't they work through the alphabet?
It's a boy name, then a girl name, then a boy name, then a girl name.
Yeah.
I think it's just coming back to him.
And also, I think the names are taken from lists that vary from region to region.
Mm.
But the names that are given to these things are drafted a few years ahead of time.
Are they?
So maybe the names already for hurricanes coming in sort of 2010, 2011 have already been named.
Right.
We'll have to wait a while for Hurricane Chappers, I think.
What, I'd
we're
love
on the
that.
Moment, G or I.
We're on G or I, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to have to come back round, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's how it works.
Hurricane Mark?
Hurricane, yeah, I could have Hurricane Mark, actually.
Hurricane Gobble Boy?
No, I don't think Hurricane Gobble Boy. They have to be
I think that would be a really strong
one. They have to be proper names.
That's strong.
And you've just had G with Gustav, so it'll be long time before G comes back again.
Hurricane Gobble Boy. Next.
Morning all. What should I do? Got a job that I hate but pays well. Stick with it or jack it in to go work in the Alps for ski season and be poor. Please help. Paul.
Okay. Don't know.
Jack it all in and go skiing.
I'd say jack it all in and go skiing.
That's what I thought as well. I just didn't want to say it myself.
Why?
I don't know. It's not very responsible, is it?
Well, no, you'll have an amazing time.
You can afford to say that, though, if you're on $586,000 a year. Because you'll have got some savings.
Not at all. I'm feeling the credit crunch as much as the next person.
Really? In what way? Lack of champagne has gone down to every other day now rather than every day.
You have a really warped view of my life.
Have you had to turn the heating off in the West Wing?
And I noticed yesterday...
And only keep the heating going in the East Wing.
Oh, what now?
Yesterday you could only afford... dry toast with Marmite, whereas last week you were on scrambled eggs and smoked salmon.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Has it hit you over the weekend?
I didn't even have any butter yesterday.
No,
really? How bad it is?
I just had toast and Marmite.
Last
week, smoked salmon, you're right. Smoked salmon and eggs combo. Now look.
This week, dry toast.
Yeah. This morning I bought in my own breakfast of Weetabix.
Did you really?
And some milk. Yeah.
Have you had to blow off a gardener as well?
I'm sorry?
Have you had to get rid of the gardener?
I don't have a gardener,
Right.
Next.
Stop me from having a gardener.
Dear Scott, we've got a new teaching assistant at my school, and he looks so much like you. Are you really at my school? Mr. Kitchen is such a rubbish name, so it could be fake. Is Mr. Kitchen the best name you could think of? I love the Radio 4 lady, and she could work at my school any time. Smiley. Love Charlie, aged 14, London. P.S. My media teacher has a grudge against you. We listen to clips of your show and she hates you. Just thought you should know. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you.
Well, tell her to get lost.
Why does she hate you?
Play that clip out in your flipping class.
I wonder why she hates you.
Don't know. Some people do.
I wonder what they're learning. What are they learning in their media studies by playing clips of you?
Surely play out some clips of a show that you like, media teacher. And hi to Mr. Kitchen as well.
That's definitely not you.
That's really not me, no. Next.
Dear Scott, I've always wondered what the Radio 4 lady would sound like if she was a chav. Can you get her to read this out? All right, blood. I is blitz loving the way that Scott sounds well posh in it. Brap, brap. Cheers, Scott. From Tom in Basingstoke. P.S. You're going to be at my Freshers Week at Warwick Uni. Bring Becky. She is awesome.
Oh, it's going to be that thing now. Every time I do a gig, they go, where's Chappers? Like we go around together all the time. I go, I don't know. Probably at home.
Do you get that a lot?
A lot, yeah.
On your gigs, do they ask where Scott is?
No, they never do. But they do. They have done at the cricket. All over the summer at the cricket, I've got asked where you were. Right. Why did you go to the cricket?
I know. Why do people think we go around in pairs?
I don't know.
Strange.
Next. Are you adding your gig dates onto people's emails before they get read out?
No.
Just to publicise them?
Really not, no.
Right.
I can read them out, though, if you want. I've got my diary here.
No, you're all right.
Okay, next.
Dear Scott, I was looking at your homepage on the Radio 1 website, and I was intrigued to see you with an Arab man, or a male nun, standing behind you on the wired trim bit. Sorry for the technical vocabulary. I was wondering whether the BBC had been taken over by some Saudi oil tycoon.
not as far as I'm aware. That was just me with Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim, owner of Man City, just because I wanted a picture with him. Never met him in my life, but just kind of like cut and paste him there.
Because he'd had pictures with virtually everybody else on Earth last week.
Felt a bit left out.
So he felt a bit left out.
So yes, that was me and him, but we've never met. Next.
Yo, Scott. I moved to university next Sunday and was wondering what advice you have for me and others in a similar position. I have already taken your advice to end my relationship. So what other pearls of wisdom do you have? Love you. Smiley. From Ben. P.S. I'm going to be studying radio production so I can become the next Scott Mills. P.P.S. See you at the University of Gloucestershire on the 27th of September. Winking smiley.
I'm really not adding my gig dates on. I'm really not. It does sound like that because they actually... clearly did say the 27th of September then.
Are.
I'm really not. What advice can we give, apart from getting rid of your relationship, which we did a few weeks ago?
Don't study radio production to be the next Scott Mills.
Why would
be
you
my
do that?
Tip.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.